What is sex surrogacy? The controversial sex therapy. Thanks for asking. It may be a little taboo to talk about it, but there are a lot of people out there who, for a variety of reasons, don't have as much sex as they would like, or arguably need. We've talked about some of the benefits of a healthy sex life in past episodes, both physical and mental. Sexual autonomy and identity are certainly important in boosting self-esteem and body image, and there is actually a form of therapy which is specifically designed to help people become more comfortable with sex and intimacy. The idea of sex surrogacy started catching on in Europe in the 2000s, and these days it's actually regulated and even covered by social security in some countries, like Switzerland, Denmark, and the Netherlands. Still, in many places it's a legal grey area and raises a number of ethical questions to boot. For example, in France in 2013, a proposal was put forward to cover sex surrogacy expenses for disabled people.
Why would someone need to use the services of a sex surrogate?
Advocates say it helps with various sexual dysfunctions, like erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, vaginismus or anorgasmia, which is a difficulty or inability to orgasm. Other people may have been born with a physical disability, or acquired one through an accident, for example, resulting in a significant change in their sexual lifestyle. The idea of a disabled person seeing a sex surrogate is explored in the 2012 film The Sessions. It's an American erotic comedy drama which tells the story of a man who's been paralyzed from the neck down due to having polio. He hires a sex surrogate to lose his virginity. And let's not forget mental health conditions. People with sexual trauma can also be referred to a sex surrogate to treat disorders like PTSD and anxiety.
What's the difference between a sex surrogate and a sex worker?
Well, to start with, there's a triadic model. Clients are usually referred by a licensed sex therapist first of all, if they think sex surrogacy could be effective in helping the client meet their goals. That collaboration will continue as long as therapy is required. It's not just a walk-in, walk-out service. Clearly, it's a much more hands-on approach to dealing with sexual issues. Other forms of sex therapy don't generally include any physical intimacy, which has led surrogacy to be compared to prostitution. Perhaps the biggest misconception is that it only involves sexual activity, an assumption which disregards the therapeutic component. Surrogate partners engage in a wide range of activities to help clients feel more comfortable with sex. These include building an emotional connection and breathing exercises, for example. Indeed, a study published in Psychiatry, Psychology and Law in 2013 found that sexual activity made up just 12% of sex surrogacy practices. In some cases, there may be no need for any physical contact at all. And let's not get distracted from the real objective of this form of sex therapy. It's to overcome troubles relating to sex and intimacy, whatever their nature may be. Whereas a sex worker may see their aim as providing sexual gratification on a one-off occasion. There you have it. Now you know what sex surrogacy is.
In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.